Hello, soul friends and soul family, and welcome. Welcome back to part two of the Essene Gospel of Peace. And I am so happy that you are back with me. I hope that that first episode did great things for you, because it sure did for me. This stuff is always really magnificent for me, mind, body, spirit-wise. Like, yeah, this information has absolutely cultivated profound shifts within my own relationship with my body, with the earth, with God, or the great spirit, or the universe. Again, always whatever terminology is most comfortable in your mind, okay? So yeah, I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy this episode as much as I am. And as always, I wish you the very, very best, friend. So let's dive right back in. Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. And here we go back into the Essene Gospel of Peace, book one. Okay, and we continue. And speaking even more so about how scriptures are more dead rather than the living laws of God through life, Jesus shares that, "And now I speak to you in the living tongue of the living God, through the Holy Spirit of our Heavenly Father. There is none yet among you that can understand all this of which I speak. He who expounds to you the scriptures speaks to you in a dead tongue of dead men, through his diseased and mortal body." Right, so how I was saying earlier that I was turned off of religion in general, understanding that man who is so fallible has written. And guys, I don't mean to trigger anybody on anything. I'm just sharing, okay? So he who expounds to you the scripture speaks to you in the dead tongue of dead men through his diseased and mortal body. Him, therefore, can all men understand, for all men are diseased and all are in death. No one sees the light of life. So if we're all polluted inside, we are not going to be able to discern necessarily what truly are words of life or what are actually words of death masked as law and words of life. And so none see the light of life when they are polluted and diseased and living from a place of death. Blind man leads blind on the dark path of sins, diseases, and sufferings, and at the last all fall into the pit of death. So this is important to understand, because we, at least in my perception of this world, is that I do not want to be guided by somebody who is impure inside. And that's not me coming from any type of space of ego. That's me coming from my own discernment and knowing and embodying as I clean myself out, and how I have over the last 11 years, that's where integrity grows from. That's where true awareness, true sight, true hearing, all of this comes from. So if somebody hasn't done this deep internal work, then we know that they are being influenced by the dark and pollution that is residing within the body. Jesus shares that, "I am sent to you by the Father that I may make the light of life to shine before you. The light lightens itself and the darkness, but the darkness only knows itself and knows not the light. I have still many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them yet. For your eyes are used to the darkness, right? We're used to seeing things in a certain way and we don't understand how backwards it is. So our eyes are used to the darkness, and the full light of the Heavenly Father would make you blind. Therefore, you cannot yet understand that which I speak to you concerning the Heavenly Father who sent me to you. Follow therefore first only the laws of your earthly mother, of which I have told you. And when her angels shall have cleansed and renewed your bodies and strengthened your eyes, you will be able to bear the light of our Heavenly Father. So right there, you know, we are being shown and told and taught that before we go into the spiritual realms of our understanding and learning, it is that we must cleanse, purify, detoxify, and heal the body and rid ourselves, purge ourselves of all of the darkness and an uncleanliness that is within. And that is where we're truly going to grow sight, to see and to know and to discern. And from there, then we expand spiritually with integrity and with discernment. But we must first learn the earthly natural laws that are what actually, it's the laws of this realm. So we must abide by the laws of this realm. Okay, so I'm skipping over a bunch more and we are going back into the topic of enemas. So many unclean and sick followed Jesus's words and sought the banks of the murmuring streams. They put off their shoes and their clothing. They fasted and they gave up their bodies to the angels of air and water and of sunshine. And the earthly mother's angels embraced them, possessing their bodies both inwards and outwards. And all of them saw all evils, sins, and uncleanlinesses depart in haste from them. And the breath of some became as stinking as that which is loosened from the bowels, and some had an issue of spittle, and evil smelling and unclean vomit rose from their inward parts. All these uncleanlinesses flowed by their mouths, in some by the nose, in others by the eyes and ears. And many did have a noisome and abominable sweat come over all their body, over all their skin. And on many limbs great hot boils broke forth, from which came out uncleanlinesses with an evil smell, and urine flowed abundantly from their body. And in many their urine was all but dried up and became thick as the honey of bees. That of others was almost red or black and as hard as almost the sand of rivers. And many belched stinking gases from their bowels like the breath of devils, and their stench became so great that none could bear it. This is all detox. This is all explaining very beautifully, poetically explaining exactly what we go through and can go through in detox, from our mouth to our skin to our bladders and kidneys to our bowels to our breath. All of it is exactly what happens. And so also, like, if this document was faked, how did they know all this? I'm a professional at this, and this is perfectly explaining exactly what happens when we utilize these spiritual, multidimensional, yet also physical earthly elements to support the body and our cleansing and purging and healing. So to continue with Jesus's enemas. And when they baptized themselves, so when they enemaed themselves, the angel of water entered their bodies, and from them flowed out all of the abominations and uncleanlinesses of their past. And like a falling mountain stream gushed from their bodies a multitude of hard and soft abominations. And that's exactly what comes out of us in hell. Hard stuff, soft stuff, falling like a mountain stream and gushing, like, it's all exactly what we go through. And to speak to that, it flows out of us all of the abominations and uncleanliness of their past sins. So speaking of, like, all of the things that we filled ourselves with, that is not in alignment with natural law. That technically is all sinful in regards to this perspective. And if I can also add that so often with our bowels, we are also releasing emotional, energetic shit as well. You know, a massage therapist will tell you that the issue is in the tissue, you know, because we hold stuff in our bodies. And me, the colon hydrotherapist, I will also tell you that the shit is in the shit. So let's continue. So everything was coming out of their bodies, hard and soft abominations. And the ground where their waters flowed was polluted, and so great became the stench that none could remain there. And the devils left their bowels in the shape of multitudinous worms, which writhed in impotent rage after the angel of water had cast them out of the bowels of the sons of men. Again, that shit's exactly what I see happen. And then descended upon them the power of the angel of sunshine. And they, the worms, perished there in their desperate writhings, trod underfoot by the angel of sunshine. And all were trembling with terror when they looked upon these abominations of Satan, and which the angels had saved them. And they rendered thanks to the God who had sent his angels for their deliverance. Okay, and then we move into a rather long parable, so we're going to get to the end portion of it. So a follower of Jesus says, "My Father, I will henceforth be your loving and obedient son, and I will not any more incur debts, for I know that their payment is hard." Because when we take on all of these sinful ways of caring for the body, we are creating debt in the body. We are creating a situation that we must undo, and this takes time and energy to undo. So if we've eaten all the crap for however long, if we've kind of just band-aided our health problems for however long, doing that isn't the right thing to do. Like, spiritually, in regards to natural and spiritual law, like, it's not the right thing for us to do for however long, however many years we've stayed in these unwell patterns, however many years that is. In this, it says that it will take basically like a day of fasting and cleansing for every year. So a really easy way to even look at that is, you know, how many years old am I? How many intense days of cleansing are going to help relieve me in all ways? So I'm not going to read this whole parable, but because it is quite long, okay? But Jesus came back to this follower and said, "I speak to you in parables that you may better understand God's word. The 7 years of eating and drinking and of riotous living are the sins of the past. The wicked creditor is Satan, and the debts of our ways are diseases. The heavy labor of repaying our debt is pains. The prodigal son, he is yourselves. The payment of the debts is the casting from you of the devils and diseases and the healing of your body. I tell you truly, great and many are your sins. Many years have you yielded to the enticings of Satan. You have been gluttonous, wine bibbers, and gone a-whoring. And your past debts have multiplied, and now you must repay them." You know, think of the pharmaceuticals that we use. Think of the antihistamines, the pain meds, the cosmetics, and like, just think of all of the artificial things that we are just happy to include in our lives because of marketing, because of convenience, because of whatever they are. In God's eyes, in natural law, when we're doing anything artificial to the body, we are sinning. So, oh my goodness, everybody, think about our choices, especially ladies, breast implants, lip fillers, injections, all this fake stuff. We can't be putting this man-made fake shit in our body. And again, so sorry if I'm triggering anybody, but like, this is stuff that has to be said. This is stuff that we must begin to truly understand. So our past debts have multiplied, and now we must repay them. And payment is difficult and hard. So be not, therefore, already impatient after the third day of cleansing, but wait patiently for the seventh day, which is sanctified by God. Okay, so, and this will allow us to pay in 7 days the debts of 7 years. Those that owe the sins and diseases of 7 years, but pay honestly and persevere till the seventh day, to them shall our Heavenly Father forgive the debts of all of these 7 years. Happy are those who persevere to the end, for the devils of Satan write all your evil deeds in a book, in the book of your body and your spirit. And I tell you truly, there is not one sinful deed written, even from the beginning of the world, before our Heavenly Father. For you may escape the laws made by kings, but the laws of your God, these may none of the sons of man escape. So, talking about how when we honestly persevere till the seventh day, so this in this example, right, 7 years of sinful caring for ourselves equals 7 days necessary to be cleansing. So, you know, if you're 30, you know, and you've lived like, I mean, your child years were hopefully good, but like, let's call it 30 years if you've never cleansed before of not cleansing the body. And so, you know, I would take that. And also, like, from my professional experienced mind, this makes perfect sense. Go in, cleanse heavily for 30 days. Be really, really diligent. And Jesus is saying that, like, if you are doing it honestly and if you persevere till the end of your cleanse, you will be forgiven all of the debts of those 30 years or however long it is for you. And again, like, I know that we're speaking metaphorically. I know that we're, you know, that this is a very, very old text. But from a professional standpoint, this is all perfect, perfect guidelines. So God sees your sins written in the book of your body and your spirit and is sad in his heart. But if you repent your sins and by fasting and prayer you seek the angels of God, then each day that you continue to fast and pray, God's angels blot out 1 year of your evil deeds from the book of your body and spirit. And when God, and when the last page is also blotted out and cleansed from all of your sins, you stand before the face of God and God rejoices in his heart and forgets all of your sins. He frees you from the clutches of Satan and from suffering. He takes you within his house and commands that all of his servants, his angels, all of them serve you. Long life does he give you, and you shall never see disease. Everybody, we got to cleanse so that we don't see disease, right? Cleansing means, first and foremost, always cleansing your colon, because that's the sewer, that's where everything builds up, and that's what the rest of the body feeds information, nourishment, but also pollution out of. So cleansing is the way that we must do life. It just is. Because again, remember how I was like 90% of all death and problems start in the colon. So if we take care of the colon, we're ridding ourselves of all of those different possibilities of illness. So long life does he give you, and you shall never see disease. And if thenceforth, instead of sinning, you pass your days in doing good deeds, then the angels of God shall write all of your good deeds in the book of your body, in the book of your body and of your spirit. So we got to keep realizing, like, this body is multidimensional and it holds all of the bad stuff that we've done to ourselves and others. So I tell you truly, no good deed remains unwritten before God, not from the beginning of the world. For from your kings and your governors, you may wait in vain for your reward, but never do your good deeds want their reward from God. And when you come before the face of God, his angels, they bear witness for you with your good deeds, and God sees your good deeds written in your bodies and in your spirits and rejoices in his heart. He blesses your body and your spirit and all your deeds and gives you for a heritage his earthly and heavenly kingdom, that in it you may have life everlasting. Happy is he who can enter into the kingdom of God, for he shall never see death. So Jesus is speaking more about healing his people and his followers, and he goes to them and he says, you suffer, for Satan and his diseases torment your body, but fear not, for their power over you will quickly end. For Satan is like a choleric neighbor who entered his neighbor's house while he was absent, intending to take his goods away to his own house. But some told the other that his enemy was ravaging his house, and he came back to his house. So that's just like us. While we are unaware of all of the pollution around us, and when we bring that into our body via our skin or our mouth, that we're not generally recognizing that we are setting up our bodies to house dark things, dark energies, dark entities, dark frequencies, things of death, things of pollution, things of degradation, of deception, of just badness. And so then when we become aware of it, it's like if the body is our house and we haven't realized that we've let energetic parasites take over us, or physical parasites or yeast or any of that, once we recognize what we've done, once we see our condition, then we're like, oh, I gotta get back to my house and seal it up, right? I gotta go get that shit out and make this holy. I need to lock these doors for a bit and do deep, deep cleaning. I need to guard my house so evil, dark, malevolent things don't come into my house and start hiding in my closets and hiding under my rugs and hiding everywhere and slowly bringing their decay and their sin and their deceit and all of that into my world through my body, through my house. And I tell you truly, even so did Satan enter your bodies, which are the habitation of God. And he took in his power all that he wished to steal, your breath, your blood, your bone, your flesh, your bowels, your eyes, and your ears. But by your fasting and by your prayer, you have called back the Lord of your body and his angels. And now Satan sees that the true Lord of your body returns and that it is the end of his power. Wherefore, in his wrath, he gathers his strength once again, that he might destroy your bodies before the coming of the Lord. And so to me, this is almost like a healing crisis, or when we start parasite cleansing, sometimes they get more aggressive. To me, this is what this is speaking to. It is for this that Satan torments you so grievously, for he feels that the end is come. But let not your hearts tremble, beloved soul. When you're cleansing, let not your heart tremble, for soon will the angels of God appear to occupy again their abodes and rededicate them as temples of God. And they will seize Satan and cast him from your bodies with all his diseases and all his uncleanlinesses. And happy will you be, for you will receive the reward of your steadfastness, and you will never see disease. Again, from a medical professional colon hydrotherapist standpoint, this is all truth. And there was among the sick one who was more tormented by Satan than all the others, and his body was as parched as a skeleton. And so this is talking about now those of us with like really hard health situations, and I would include, you know, years ago myself in this as well, especially going through 25 plus years of topical steroid withdrawal has been like literally hell. So there was one among the sick, one that was more tormented by Satan than all the others, and his body was as parched as a skeleton, and his skin yellow as a falling leaf. He was so weak already that he could not, even upon his hands, crawl to Jesus, and he cried only to him from afar, "Master, have pity on me. For never has man suffered, not from the beginning of the world, as I do suffer. I know that you are indeed sent by God, and I know that if you will, you can straightway cast out Satan from my body. Do not the angels of God obey God's messenger? Come, Master, and cast out Satan from me now, for he rages angrily in me and grievous in his torment." And Jesus answered him, "Satan torments you thus greatly because you have already fasted many days, and you do not pay to him his tribute. You do not feed him with all the abominations of which you hitherto defiled the temple of your spirit. You torment Satan with hunger, and so in his anger he torments you also. Fear not, I tell you, Satan will be destroyed before your body is destroyed. For while you fast and pray, the angels of God protect your body, that Satan's power may not destroy you. And the anger of Satan is impotent against the angels of God. And guys, like, this stuff gets me, because when you're in a really intense healing crisis, it really feels like spiritual warfare, you know. And I'm sure that some of you listening feel me, and I'm sure that you have and or are currently walking your own journey of healing. And I know firsthand it is so hard, and I know firsthand it's so possible, even when we're in states where we feel and seem like we are at the worst of the worst points and the lowest of the low, where we question if God even exists. I hear you and I feel you. And Jesus answered to him, Satan torments you. Then they all came to Jesus and with loud cries besought him, saying, Master, have compassion on this man, for he suffers more than we all. And if you do not at once cast Satan out of him, we fear he will not live until tomorrow. And Jesus answered them, Great is your faith. Be it according to your faith, and you shall see soon, face to face, the frightful countenance of Satan and the power of the Son of Man. For I will cast out from you the powerful Satan by the strength of the innocent Lamb of God, the weakest creature of the Lord. For the Holy Spirit of God makes more powerful the weakest than the strongest. So really, for all of us that have gone through really, really challenging healing experiences, like, to understand that those experiences are still for us. We are being strengthened. We are being given wisdom. We are, through walking such a hard path, being given the tools and the traits and the abilities to truly become the meek that will inherit the earth. So if you're in the thick of it right now, reach out to me. I love you and I'm here to support you. But if you're in the thick of it now, this too will pass. But we must abide by the laws of earth, the laws of the Mother Earth, and God's laws, of course. But first, we abide by her laws. And so when we're in the hardest parts of cleansing and healing, Jesus is sharing that we must actually fast. Like, truly, fasting, when you're in the hardest parts of it, can help us move through it. And again, professionally, this is true, you know. But Jesus is likening this to that when you're fasting, Satan's hunger is not being met. So we basically starve these things out of the body. And again, all of this is true. So Jesus says that, now does Satan leave his body? See him. And Jesus pointed to the sick man's open mouth. And then they all saw with astonishment and terror that Satan was coming out from his mouth in the shape of an abominable worm, straight towards the steaming milk that Jesus had him drink after he was fasting. Then Jesus took two sharp stones in his hands and crushed the head of Satan, the worm, and drew out from the sick man all the body of the monster, which was almost as long as the man. Again, guys, this happens. We see this stuff all the time. When the abominable worm came out of the sick man's throat, he recovered at once his breath, and then all of his pains ceased. And the others looked with terror at the abominable body of Satan. So as soon as we get these things out of our body, as soon, I mean, like, instantaneously. And that's why in 60 minutes of doing a colonic, we can do such huge transformational work. Like, I know, right? There's so many medicinal holistic therapies, so many, you know, Reiki and massage and acupressure and acupuncture and cryotherapy and all of the things. But these things aren't taking the darkness out of our butts, out of our bodies. So when we get these dark things out, tremendous transformation happens. And, you know, although I'm personally trained in a lot of different holistic modalities, from breathwork to yoga, to I'm an iridologist, to applied kinesiology, to coaching and things like that. And over the last decade, I have focused primarily on colonics because we got to get the darkness out of us. You know, like there's such goodness that we can do with all of these different modalities. But we can't leave this darkness inside of us. Getting the darkness out should always be priority number one. And then we utilize all of the other therapies and modalities. But it's like number one, we clean the slate. We don't do all these nice things while we're still loaded full of toxicity, putrefying waste, and Satan, you know? So Jesus said, "See what an abominable beast you carried and nourished in your body for long years." Because many parasites can live years and years in the body. "I have cast it out of you and you killed it. That way it may never again torment you. Give thanks to God that his angels have made you free, and sin no more, lest Satan return to you again. Let your body be henceforth a temple dedicated to your God." And so once we cleanse ourselves, that's where we learn new practices of being and new practices of living. Because if I go back to my old ways of being, I'm going to end up in a healing crisis again. I'm going to end up sick and unwell again. You know, I was completely healed of my skin affliction, my 2-decade-long skin affliction. That was all because I used topical steroids so much. And so I was completely healed of it, but I thought it was cancer. They told me it was likely lymphoma. I escaped into nature. I took my health completely into my own hands, spiritually, physically, in all ways, and I healed. I healed completely. And I did not know that I was addicted to topical steroids. I did not know that I was in a chronic situation of topical steroid withdrawal. So then a couple years after being completely healed of the abominations that I had previously experienced, and it's not just skin deep, it's also nervous system, and it's your capillaries, so it's your vascular system. It's like, it's so much. And I didn't know what it was. So after I was completely healed, a while later, years later, I had a couple little rashes, and I used topical steroids again, just a little bit. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that I'm like still healing from red sleeves, which is like where the rashes are and what they look like and what's going on. But I completely went into another, and I'm in March, it'll be 3 years. 3 years now of another round of topical steroid withdrawal, which has been, again, absolute freaking hell. But you see, like this is my embodied example of I did not learn, because I didn't know what the actual cause of all of my years of suffering was. So I unknowingly used the man-made, poisonous, demonic topical steroids cream on my skin, and then lest Satan return to me again, right? So exactly what it is said, "Give thanks to God that his angels have made you free, and sin no more, lest Satan return to your body." So sin no more, again, meaning don't put those things back into or onto your body, because the darkness and all the suffering that comes with it will absolutely return. Okay, and I'm living proof of that. And like 3 years of chronic skin issues after previously 22 years of that, with a couple years in between of comfort. You know, it's like, I made this bed though, so I gotta lay in it. I gotta see my way through. And when we're doing, again, deep spiritual healing or deep physical healing, it always becomes spiritual. Even if you don't want it to, even if you don't think it will, because that's what this place is. So let your body be henceforth a temple dedicated to your God. And he said, and you, answered Jesus, "Be true sons of God, that you also may partake in his power and in the knowledge of all secrets. For wisdom and power can come only from the love of God. Love, therefore, your heavenly father and your earthly mother with all of your heart and with your spirit, and serve them that their angels may serve you also. Let all of your deeds be sacrificed to God, and feed not Satan. For the wages of sin is death. But with God lies the reward of the good, his love, which is knowledge and the power of eternal life." So again, guys, we got to abide by Mother Earth's laws. So, and Jesus departed his followers, saying, "I will come again to all who persist in prayer and fasting until the seventh day, and peace be with you." And so all of the people that were cleansing in his following by the passing of the 7 days, all of their pains left them. So we must be diligent with our cleansing and understand that it takes time. It takes time. It takes work. It is work. But what else are we going to do? Like, we're here, souls in human bodies. That's what we are here for, is to undo the doings of Satan. Undo the doings of the darkness. And these doings have been done in us, in our minds, in our hearts, and in our bodies. And no longer can we ignore what is done in the body. You do not get to spiritually bypass cleansing your body and think that it doesn't matter and think that it doesn't affect you, or think that, sorry, the darkness that's inside of you, right? The poop darkness that is also multidimensional darkness. You don't get to pretend that you don't have it. You don't, okay? Again, I've given two raw vegans. One of them I gave 100 colonics over a period of 2 years, and the other one I gave about 80 colonics over a period of 2 years. Guys, it wasn't until colonic number 25 that we saw all the worms start coming out. Like, even those people that you think are like so pure and so good, it's like, no, guys, all of us born into this matrix. All of us, unless you've had like such a like truly, truly pure and godly life. So Jesus says, "Give thanks not to me, but to your earthly mother who sent you her healing angels," right? The angels of water, the angels of air, and the angels of sunlight. "So go and sin no more, that you may never see disease again. And let the healing angels become your guardians." Right? The water, we're drinking ERW water, which is electrolyzed reduced water. That water protects us. Me giving myself colonics and enemas all the time, that protects me. That protects me from illness, from emotional distraught, from diseases. That protects me from so much. It protects my weight. It protects my body. Like, I stay comfortable and neutral in my body without weight fluctuations and everything because I know how to work with the angel of water. I know how to work with the angel of air. And unfortunately, with my skin situation, I haven't been able to go in sunlight at all, like even directly on my skin through a window for 3 years now. So I'm really hoping that this summer coming up is when I can safely actually utilize the angel of sunshine again. So let's just pause and think for you, dear soul. And this is a really long episode. This is a marathon of an episode, but this is so important. So I'm gonna keep going for whoever feels called to understand this. So Where in your life, or how are you working with the angels of water, with the angels of air, and with the angels of sunlight? What is your relationship with these angels of Mother Earth? Okay, and Jesus speaks a lot now about not eating animals, not eating, you know, really about what we kill and how we kill and things like that. So I'm gonna let you read further into that realm should you choose, because I want to talk mainly about cleansing and healing right now. So speaking further about food, though, is that if we eat living food, it's going to quicken us in a good way, like as in eating fruits and vegetables, eating things that are alive that we do not first have to kill. so that we're not necessarily eating dead things. And again, you know, with the idea of eating animal products or byproducts, I mean, we're all at different places on there. And that isn't a conversation that I even want to get into. First, like, let's just keep focusing on cleansing and healing the body, because then our appetite changes, our taste buds change, how we feel about and how we resonate with our food and what our choices are. All of that changes once we are cleansing the body. So I don't want to have a really big discussion about that within this episode, okay? But when we eat living food, the same will quicken you. But if you kill your food, the dead food will also kill you. For life comes only from life, and from death comes always death. For everything which kills your food kills your body also, and everything which kills your body kills your souls also. So when we can think about, again, the relationship between the physical body and the soul, if we are polluted and unwell and in disease states in our body, it's, to me, absolutely immature and juvenile to think that it's not having a spiritual or multidimensional or energetic effect on us as well. So our bodies become what the foods that we eat are, just in the same way that our spirit likewise become what our thoughts are. And he continues that, for your body is that which you eat, and your spirit is that which you think. For I tell you truly, the God of the living is richer than all of the rich of the earth, and his abundant table is richer than the richest table of feasting of all the rich upon the earth. So speaking of the food, and the food that God really wants us to eat, Mother Earth's food. So eat, therefore, all your life at the table of our earthly mother, and you will never see want. And when you eat at her table, eat all the things, even as they are found on the table of the earthly mother. Cook not, neither mix all things with another, lest your bowels become as steaming bogs. For I tell you truly, this is abominable in the eyes of the Lord. So now this is speaking to that we want to eat natural food, eat fruit, vegetable, grasses, nuts, seeds. This text says not to be eating animals, but to lovingly consume the milk of beasts. And so when this says to not cook, that's because when we know that when we're cooking our foods, we're killing the enzymes, we're killing the food, and then we're eating it. But it's like we've killed most of the nutrition in it. So that's why when we're eating more raw, let alone mostly raw, that is the best place for our bodies to detoxify and also to heal. And then also Jesus says, neither mix all things with one another. And that is basically saying food combining. Don't combine everything together. And also, as I tell you often, the idea of mono meals or eating just a few foods together at once, instead of eating something with 17 ingredients or 40 ingredients, you know, like most things have so many ingredients in it. That's not what the body wants. Remembering that the gut is your enteric nervous system. It's part of your nervous system. So we want to be gentle. We want to be graceful. We want to be subtle and quiet. You know, like I tell people, like, when your gut is inflamed, because it's your nervous system, when you're eating like a lot of ingredients together, it's like you're taking an autistic child to a rave. You know, it's like, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much. So we want to be eating minimally, okay? So cook not, neither mix all things with one another, lest your bowels become steaming bogs. And again, like this is just fact. I mean, your bowel won't become a steaming bog, but it'll become unwell. It'll become inflamed. It'll become polluted. It'll become dysfunctional. Okay, and be not like the greedy servant who always ate up at the table of his Lord. So these are just all of our rules now for actually the practice of eating, the activity that eating is. So be not like the greedy servant who always ate up at the table of his Lord the portions of others. So we don't want to be eating portions greater than are what are really sized for ourselves. And he devoured everything himself and mixed all together in his gluttony. And seeing that, his Lord was wroth with him and drove him from the table. And when all had ended their meal, he mixed together all that remained upon the table and called the greedy servant to him and said, take and eat all this with the swine, for your place is with them and not at my table. So, right, we don't want to be mixing a whole bunch of foods together because that does not digest well. And we don't want to be overeating because, again, that's just going to plug everything up. We do not need to be gluttonous in our daily lives with any of our meals, okay? So take heed, therefore, and defile not with all kinds of abominations the temple of your bodies. Be content with two or three sorts of food, which you will find always upon the table of our earthly mother, and desire not to devour all things which you see around you, friend. For I tell you truly, if you mix together all sorts of food in your body, then the peace of your body will cease, and endless war will rage in you. You hear this? We eat all the things and combine all the things and be gluttonous, the peace of our body will cease and endless war will rage in you. And it will be blotted out even as homes and kingdoms divided against themselves work their own destruction. For your God is the God of peace and does never help division. Arouse not therefore against you the wrath of God, lest he drive you from his table and lest you be compelled to go to the table of Satan, where the desire of sins, diseases, and death will corrupt your body. And when you eat, here we go, guys, more important drops for you. And when you eat, never eat unto fullness. Flee the temptations of Satan and listen to the voice of God's angels. For Satan and his power tempt you always to eat more and more. But live by the Spirit and resist the desires of the body. And your fasting is always pleasing in the eyes of the angels of God. So give heed to how much you have eaten when your body is sated or satiated. And always eat less by a third. Okay? So, because, like, really, we're all overeating. You can see, wait, behind me here, my little digestive poster, that J-shaped organ right where my finger is, that's your stomach. That thing, we only want to eat until it is 80% full. So right where the tip of my finger is there, we only want to eat till we're about 80% full, you know? And actually, if we're going by God's laws here, till we're about, that would be 67% full. If we're going two thirds, or, you know, because three thirds is a whole. And then when we're moving, he said, eat a third less. So it's like we don't want to be eating until we're full because that's too much for the body to process at once. So let the weight of your daily food be not less than a mina. I don't know what a mina is, but mark that it go not beyond two. Then will the angels of God serve you always, and you will never fall into the bondage of Satan and of his diseases. Trouble not the work of the angels in your body by eating often. Okay, and so when we look at centurions across the world, so that means people that have lived to be over 100, there's generally two rules that these people end up abiding by in their lives. And the first one is that they eat very small meals. And the second is that they eat infrequently, okay? So God here is saying, trouble not the work of the angels in your body by eating often. Okay, so we want to eat small portions, minimal ingredients, and then not overeating and not eating too often. For I tell you truly that he who eats more than twice in the day does in him the work of Satan, okay? We don't want to be eating more than twice a day, guys. For the last 5 years, while I've kept my health steady, other than topical steroid withdrawal, and kept my weight steady and my digestion on point, I eat one meal a day with sometimes like a fruit as a meal snack earlier in the day. Like our bodies, generally for us, we do not need that much food that we think that we do. So Jesus says, right? If we're eating more than twice a day, we're letting Satan work in our bodies. And the angels of God leave his body, and soon Satan will take possession of it when we're eating too much. Eat only when the sun is highest in the heavens, so lunchtime, and again when it is set, so dinner time, supper time. And you will never see disease, for such finds favor in the eyes of the Lord. And if you will that the angels of God rejoice in your body, and that Satan shun you afar, then sit but once a day at the table of God. God knows well what your body needs and when it needs it, okay? So here we're saying we want to eat at most two times a day. We don't want to be eating generally first thing in the morning, guys. So this is talking about intermittent fasting. You know, for me personally, I mean, a couple days ago, like, I fasted until 5:30 in the day, just having liquids all day, and then I had a dinner, and then I had nothing after that. That's, you know, one meal in a day, and it's perfect. And then a lot of these other days, when I want some sustenance midday, I'll make a bowl of fruit, or, you know, just eat fruit, but, like, I'll have a bowl, and I'll cut up, like, for instance, yesterday was two pears, a banana, and an apple. I put some cinnamon on it and some lemon juice, and I put some bee pollen on it, and there was a little bit of honey. And, you know, I mix it up, and it's a big bowl of fruit, but that's so full of life. It's so full of light. Also, so easy to digest. It's full of living water, fiber, nutrients, minerals, and vitamins like that. It is perfect. So yeah, ideally, we want to be eating twice a day at most, and when we can, for the sake of our body healing, cleansing, and for healing and recalibrating our digestion, eating even once a day, okay? But twice a day is great. So let's continue. And you guys know, like, I keep skipping parts because we don't have time to even this. We've already been talking forever, so let's keep going. So we want to not eat as the heathen does, who stuff themselves in haste, defiling their bodies with all manner of abomination. Okay, so also important, don't eat in haste. Take our time, dear friend, for the power of God's angels enters into you with the living food which the Lord gives you from his royal table. And when you eat, have above you the angel of air and below you the angel of water. Breathe long and deeply at all your meals. Put down that fork and chew and breathe, because that's what the body system needs while eating, okay? So breathe long and deeply at all your meals, that the angel of air may bless your repasts, and chew well your food with your teeth, that it become water, and that the angel of water turn it into blood in your body, okay? So guys, you're hearing, breathe when you're eating, chew. See, these are all of the things that I've been teaching people forever. This is perfect. I'm so happy that Jesus made this and I've found it now, okay? So we want to chew our food basically until it's mush, so that you can see on the poster behind me that all of this tube system, that this plumbing system inside of our bodies can do what it needs to do with the food. If you're just swallowing hunks of food that you've barely chewed, what's your body supposed to do with it, right? You're a magnificent tube, like a glorious earthworm from your mouth hole to your butthole. You're like a 30, 32 foot long tube. And the only teeth in that tube system are in your mouth. It's not like there's another set of teeth down the way that will further chew things up for us to digest properly. The only opportunity for us to get the pieces of our food small enough to properly digest, assimilate, and absorb, and then excrete, the only way to do that is through chewing it when it's still in our mouth holes, okay? So take your time and chew, my friends, okay? So then also Jesus says, eat slowly. Eat slowly as it were a prayer you make to the Lord. For I tell you truly, the power of God enters into you if you eat after this manner at the table. Okay, so this means that we are going to be more full of light and healedness if we eat in these simple, sacred, godly ways. So, but Satan turns into a steaming bog, the body of him upon who the angels of air and water do not descend upon. So we must use the angels of air and water. And the Lord suffers him no longer at his table. For the table of the Lord is an altar, and he who eats at the table of God is in a temple. For I tell you truly, the body of the Son of Man is turned into a temple, and his inwards into an altar. I love that so much, that our body is the temple, and our insides is the altar. It's incredibly beautiful. And this happens if he does the commandments of God. Wherefore, put not upon the altar of the Lord when your spirit is vexed. Okay, so now we do not eat. We do not bring into our internal altar for God. We do not eat when our spirit is vexed, neither think upon anyone with anger in the temple of God. And you enter only into the Lord's sanctuary when you feel in yourselves the call of his angels. For all that you eat in sorrow or in anger or without desire becomes a poison in the body. So we do not eat when we are upset, my friends, okay? Like all of us that are emotional eaters and everything, we do not eat when we're upset, when we're angry, when we're in sorrow. This is not the time to be taking things into our altar, okay? For the breath of Satan defiles all of these. Place with your joy your offerings upon the altar of your body, and let all evil thoughts depart from you when you receive into your body the power of God from his table. And never sit at the table of God before he call you by the appetite of hunger. Or sorry, by the angel of appetite. So here, okay, we're not going to eat when we're upset. And we're only going to eat when we're actually hungry. Do not go eating out of boredom, okay? Do not eat to take up time, okay? This is where we eat when the physical body is hungry, and only then. And rejoice, therefore, always with God's angels at their royal table. For this is pleasing to the heart of the Lord, and your life will be long upon the earth. For the most precious of God's servants will serve you all your days, the angel of joy. And forget not that every seventh day is holy and consecrated to God. On 6 days, feed your body with the gifts of the earthly mother, but on the seventh day, sanctify your body for your heavenly Father. On the seventh day, eat not any earthly food, but live only on the words of God, and be all the day with the angels of the Lord in the kingdom of the heavenly Father. And on the seventh day, let the angels of God build the kingdom of the heavens in your body, as you labor for 6 days in the kingdom of the earthly mother, and let not food trouble the work of your angels in your body throughout the seventh day. Okay, so here, and this is something that I desire to incorporate into my own life, and sometimes I already do, is that 6 days of the, or 6 days of the week, we eat well in alignment with these principles. And on the seventh day, we fast. Maybe that's a juice fast. Maybe that's a water fast. Maybe we take it wherever we are at, okay? Wherever we are at. But that is what this is getting to. So when we fast on the seventh day, God will give you long life upon earth, and that you may have life everlasting in the kingdom of the heavens. For I tell you truly, if you see not diseases anymore upon earth, you will live forever in the kingdom of the heavens. Friends, we're nearly at the end of this book one of the Essene Gospel now. So we're just about at the end of this episode. So please stay with me, breathe with me, learn with me for another couple minutes. Okay. So this part now, this really blew my socks off, and I really, really love this passage. And we've now talked pretty much all about the parts in regards to food and diet and how we eat. So a little bit further, and this is about sleeping and waking, and this is very, very beautiful, so come with me here, okay? Okay, and so Jesus said, "And God will send you each morning the angel of sunshine to wake you from your sleep. Therefore, obey your heavenly Father's summons, and lie not idle in your beds, for the angel of air and water await you already without. and labor all day long with the angels of the earthly mother, that you may come to know them and their works evermore and ever well. But when the sun is set and your heavenly Father sends you his most precious angel, the angel of sleep, then take your rest and be all the night with the angel of sleep. And then will your heavenly Father send you his unknown angels, that they may be with you the livelong night. And the heavenly Father's unknown angels will teach you many things concerning the kingdom of God. Even as the angels that you know of the earthly mother, so the air and the water and the sunshine, as they instruct us in the things of her kingdom. For I tell you truly, you will be every night the guests of the kingdom of your heavenly Father, if you do his commandments. And when you wake upon the morrow, you will feel in you the power of the unknown angels, and your heavenly Father will send them to you every night. And they may build your spirit, even as every day the earthly mother sends you her angels, that they may build our body. For I tell you truly, if in the daytime your earthly mother holds you in her arms, and in the night the heavenly Father breathes his kiss upon you, then will the sons of men become the sons of God. Resist day and night the temptations of Satan. Wake not by night, neither sleep by day, lest the angels of God depart you. So, isn't this so beautiful about how during the day, it is our duty to work with this planet, with the angels, the elementals of Mother Earth. And at night, that's where God does the soul work with us, the soul work that builds us and replenishes us on all of the levels. And there's this dance between Mother Earth during the day and the Heavenly Father at night, and we cycle through these two worlds as we weave the truths and gifts and ability that the physical angels of Mother Earth gift us and depart upon us during the daytime, with the way that we consume this world and her foods and how we care for these bodies which are made of her. And then at night, we sink into the dark womb-like depths where soul work happens. So follow the example of all of the angels of the Heavenly Father and of the Earthly Mother, who work day and night without ceasing upon the kingdoms of the heaven and of the earth. Therefore, receive also into yourselves the strongest of God's angels, the angel of deeds, and work all together upon the kingdom of God. For all of us light workers, we are here to work together in our daytimes, understanding and recognizing the angels of Mother Earth and working with Mother Earth and understanding the realms of God and how we are the ones working between them. And when we understand and understand this relationship that we have through with the divine, through our daily activities being embodied in a human physical body and how we take into our bodies and how we use these bodies, and then the sacred space at night with God, like, we see how this is so perfect and how living in these human bodies and the reality that we're anchoring here on planet Earth and planet Earth 2.0 and the new ways that we're going to intuitively know how to be. We know how to live this way now. We really, it's time for us to live more in harmony. And as a professional, without this text, I would tell you, this is the way. But as a spiritual medicine woman, with this text, I will tell you, please read, please listen, please feel, and please discern, and please take inventory of your own reality and all of this wisdom. Where does this sit with you? Where are you in alignment? Where would you desire more alignment? If this information does not fit within your reality, why, where, what is it? So Jesus continues that we must follow the example of the running water and the wind as it blows, the rising and setting of the sun, the growing plants and trees, the beasts as they run and gambol, the wane and waxing of the moon, the stars as they come and go again, all these do move, and they do perform their labors. For all which has life does move, and only that which is dead is still. And God is the God of the living, and Satan that of the dead. So, this fills me with so much. I'm curious as to what this has done for you, what this is doing for you as you integrate what is meant for you in this episode into yourself. Please, if you have questions, comments, concerns, anything, go to the YouTube channel or the YouTube video of this, and I'm happy to receive comments and we can interact via the YouTube comment section of this episode, okay? In case you're just listening to this audio instead, but wow, right? Wow. Please, again, take only of this episode what is useful for you right now and discard the rest. Understand that this is a living text that will continually evolve in you through your journey. So I welcome you back to this episode and or any of the resources that I've mentioned earlier that are in the show notes. Come back again. Every time I venture through this information, I'm like, oh my God, mind blown, heart blown. What? This is so much truth. And it's not truth in my mind only, because I mean, I'm a practitioner, so it's truth in my mind, but it is truth in my body. And it's only truth in my mind because I have first lived this experience over a span of most of my whole life to share with you that I will validate that this is truth. And I will share with you that I promise you, you follow these principles, the things that it says it will do to you spiritually and physically, it will, period. Because this is natural law, guys. This is creator's law. This is truly the law of this earthly realm now. And the sooner that we can all acclimatize to this and then collectively live this, guys, this is ascension on the planet. This is how we do it. This is the fundamentals of how we do it. We do not go through the ascension process and ignore this. It's impossible. This is a piece of the puzzle. This is a piece of this process. We must begin living in these holy, sacred, saintly ways. That is how we heal. That is how we heal from this matrix, and we no longer feed this matrix. This is how we heal the body, and we no longer feed the darkness that they intentionally put into our bodies, okay, dear loves? So I know I've just talked forever, and I appreciate and I love and I adore your patience and your presence. I see you and I feel you and I want to encourage you. And through all of this, I'm sure that listening to all of this had you look a lot at your life. And your life, your practices, your body, your health journey, your illness journey, maybe, like whatever we want to call it. I'm sure that this gave some massive reflection on all levels. And I invite you to even re-listen to this episode. I invite you to, if you're feeling that you want this side of reality and you don't know how to do that, or you want some support and help, please reach out to me, reach out to Kimberly, reach out to both of us. We're here to hold space literally for this. This is what we are coded for. This is what our wisdom drops are for. And this is our realm of expertise. So welcome. Let's do the work. And wherever you're starting, even if you right now are in the worst part of it, I love you and I see you, and you're in the perfect position. Even if you are at rock bottom in your health, in your body, in your eating habits, whatever it is perfect and it's still divine timing. God has not forgotten about you. You are so worthy of healing, and your healing is right here. It is right here and ready for you. You have all of the support. If you're hearing this and you need support, please reach out to me or us. Okay, dear friends? I'm going to be doing intimate healing workshops online where I'm going to have a handful of people and we get together via Zoom. And if you want it to be anonymous for yourself, it totally can be. But it's where people with different issues going on in their body, we're going to get together and I'm going to guide and heal and we're going to workshop it. And this is going to be extremely affordable. Okay, I'm talking like a few dozen dollars to participate in this. Very, very affordable. And I'm going to keep it very intimate. And it's for small community learning, because we will start understanding that all of our health struggles and everything, even though our symptoms are different in different parts of our body and our stories are different, healing happens in the same ways. So if you want to participate in that, get in touch with me. Okay, get in touch with me. And you can get on the list. I'm going to start with, I feel, 5 people for the first week, and then I'm going to increase it if that is what feels appropriate. We're just going to see. So please reach out to me if you want my mind and heart and soul to help you navigate what is going on right now. Please take advantage of this. Oh my goodness, please. Okay. Because we will workshop what you got going on. Again, we can keep it anonymous if that is more comfortable for your healing. But it's time that we all heal. And when we can heal in community, we all learn from each other. Because we've all got very, very similar shit going on, okay? So I want to tell you guys that we're still working on Frenema Cleansing and Healing Program. My goal is to have this complete this month in January of 2022, because this program is going to gift you everything that you need to know to get on this path, okay? To really, really heal yourself. And disclaimer, become your own doctor, okay? So I mean integrally understand what is happening in your body and intuitively learn, or you're going to learn how to intuitively heal everything that you got going on, okay? Because we don't always need people outside of ourselves. No, this is where we start healing ourselves. Because the blueprint of your body, the innate, multidimensional, divine blueprint of your body is to constantly heal itself. The only reason that we aren't healing is because we are getting it in our own way. And the fog of the matrix and the Satan in our bodies, it's thick and it's strong. So we got work to do, but we're here for you guys. We love you all so much. Okay, so this episode also on YouTube, and if you're watching on YouTube, please like it, please subscribe, please comment, help us out with the algorithm, because YouTube is a beast. YouTube, that dang algorithm, you know? Okay, and then otherwise, friends, one special thing that I want to share with you. Actually, okay, 2 things here quick. If you want to know more about how your body, mind, heart will shift and evolve when you're drinking the best water available on this planet, water that is scientifically proven to be the highest antioxidant water possible, electrolyzed, reduced water. Like if you want to learn more, because all of us are, like, once we all understand what this is about and how connected we are to the waters of the earth and how we actually are the waters of the earth, and through healing ourselves and our own waters, we are healing each other in the earth. If this is a realm that is, even if me just saying this stuff is like pulling something in you, please reach out to us. We have so many supportive resources, also very educational resources, depending if you're more like right brain, left brain, we got you. You know, if you're curious about healing and with water from the standpoint that's more scientific, we got you. Hit us up. If you want to come at this from more of a standpoint of wisdom and spirituality, hit us up. We got you. Okay. If you want to come at this from a place of becoming a hydrated entrepreneur, creating generational wealth for yourself, we got you. Okay. So hit us up over that stuff if you like. Other announcement. And guys, this is my first time announcing this. This is my first time publicly announcing this, and I am overjoyed in my heart. We have a new podcast. I have a new podcast that I have created. This has been a soul project that has been incubating in me for like a couple years, but really strongly for the last few months, maybe the last 5 months or so. No, since the summer. And it's been incubating in me, and I've had to create it, and I've created it without telling anybody. Because I needed to be like in this really sacred womb of creation and like the sacred darkness inside, not the bad darkness, like the womb darkness. Like I needed to be in that place where I didn't have anybody's opinions, anybody's suggestions, anybody's insights. I needed to create the space just for this. I was the portal for this to come through. So, new podcast. This is my soul's project. It's also an audio podcast like this, and it's also on YouTube like this. And it is called Our Unfurling Heart. And it is a podcast about love and relationships and communication and all of the other things that that encompasses. So this is a podcast that is of the heart and for the heart, working to heal us on all levels, but all like heart, relationship, communication, sex, codependency, just all of this stuff. Okay, so I've got an episode for that coming out every Friday. And it's been a really beautiful journey for me so far, just to have that incubative space to have these conversations, because I know that so many of us have a lot of relationship troubles and communication troubles, and the way that when our relationships aren't well, the way that affects everything in our lives, from our work to our bodies to our hearts, and my goodness, what we model for the children. So that's, if you want to go spend some more like really intimate, soft, loving time with me, please come over to Our Unfurling Heart, and I will put links in the show notes. Okay, well, thank you for being with me for 100 hours on this episode. I love you all so much. We love you all so much. The next episodes will be shorter episodes, of course. So please remember to drink your water, friend. I'm getting in an over a gallon a day because I've got a little tally system now. So that's really, really helping me. So my quart size jar, I just drink 4 of these in a day, and that's my gallon. And it's really easy. It's so easy to drink 2 of these before lunch. It's so easy to drink 2 more before dinner. You got this, okay, friends? So please be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. Remember that we are all mid-process. Remember that we are all in our own forms of growth and healing and struggling. So like, let's hold loving space for one another. So thank you so much for suffering this great episode. Suffering in the good word, in the good connotation. Denotation? That Jesus uses. The good form of suffering, okay? So I hope you've suffered this episode so well with me. Love you guys tons. We'll see you in the next episode.